Rose.
Ellie.
Ella.
And tell us about your journey, you know, to actually where you got to, because playing at Lords on Wednesday must have been the most incredible experience.
Yes, we had a lot of training and practice as a team, and we worked really well together to get there.
How long have you been together as a team, do you know?
Only really this year. I mean, I only joined the school this year, so I've only known them all this year.
And to actually get, you know, to the top three out of nearly 900 is something really, really special.
Yeah, definitely. We went through all kind of county regional rounds, and then, yeah, it was really good to get to Lords.
Tell us about girls' cricket at the school. Is that quite a big thing now?
Yeah, I think the school put a lot of effort into the girls' cricket because obviously it's a very fast growing sport at the moment, so they try and put as much effort into it as possible.
If you could close your eyes now and take yourself back to Wednesday, and just, you know, when you actually arrived at Lords, the home of cricket in the whole country.
I think it was a very surreal experience, and we were all very nervous, but we didn't show it that well. We went really confident and we did our best we could.
Some of the sides you were playing are people you've played before.
Yeah, we actually faced Repton a few weeks ago in an outdoor game, and that was definitely a tough competition. We kind of knew what they would do and how they would act and kind of went in confidently.
Are you still kind of playing for the next few weeks when you come back?
Yeah, we've still got lots of games on the weekend and other cup fixtures and kind of competitions.
And just seeing the trophies here, this is thanks to you that they're in the school.
Yes, we're really proud of what we've achieved this term, and we hope that we're going to do more as we go through the term as well.
And do you all play for different sides as well, you know, locally?
Yes, we're all at clubs locally in counties.
Which ones do you know?
So I'm at Nassington, and then there's three of us in the team that were at Cricket East as a county.
I play for Leicestershire, and then I play for a club in Norfolk because I actually live there and not here.
And I've been playing for Northants and just choosing between the different clubs and stuff.
So what of the future? Because actually to be at that kind of level, you must be thinking about what might be coming next.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got a really good future ahead. I think our first team in a few years will be really, really strong. We've got a chance of getting far.
And to bring the trophies back at third place, that's still an incredible achievement out of nearly 900 schools.
Yeah, I think everyone's very pleased with it. I think when we went into it, we were expecting to play well, and we did, and we carried through with that.
And you all got kind of proper commemorative shirts and everything, which you were presented with before you actually went out?
Yes, that was really special for us, because then we'll have the long memory when we're playing first team and hopefully working together to be a better team as well.
And we've got the whole team that literally have just arrived here. Could I have, from those who've just literally walked through the door, have you got one word that you could kind of sum up Wednesday with? It's hardest when you do it first, I know.
Very exciting.
It was a very fun experience.
Interesting.
Different. Quite stressful.
Amazing.
A really good experience.
Excellent.
The town is so proud of you. They really are. Under 15s at Stamford, lifting the third place out of nearly 900 schools at Lords this week. Thanks for joining us on Rutland and the Stamford Sound. Well done.
Thank you.